It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Mr. Nee. How are you?
I am well.
Good, good. That introduction, I tell you what, we solved the world's problems.
We haven't solved them yet. We've been working
on it. I know, but we can. And then making people laugh, we can't.
No, we can't. No.
He's got that reversed.
We struggle.
Yeah, we struggle. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yep, good, good.
Relaxing. Good. That's what I long for, just a couple of days where it's just kind of not do much, although I had to kind of move my feet while June was cleaning yesterday. But other than that,
good luck with that. Yeah. I'm sure that she was very pleased to have you around yesterday.
Helping, yeah.
Yes, helping. Hey, honey, well, I'm leaning back in this chair. Can you clean underneath of it?
Right, right. That's a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I'm just going to leave that alone. Anyway, hey, I heard your sports report.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't hear anything about the Arkansas Razorbacks.
I didn't either. They played on Saturday, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So my scores were from Sunday, yesterday.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Why would I go back and mention scores from, other than the Badgers? I did mention them.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but didn't Arkansas make it to the Sweet 16?
Arkansas did. And I'm going to say that you were of little faith. Oh, they're going to get beat in the first round.
Well, That's what you said. I know.
They're going to get beat in the first round.
And I had Wisconsin moving on to the Sweet 16.
There you go. So did I. I had them going to 8. But what do you do?
What do you do? That's, and you know what? You can throw the rankings out the window because it means nothing.
Well, and you, the three-point shot, you live and die by. That's the way the game is pretty much anymore.
And, and BYU won.
If it ain't going.
BYU won by the three-point the other day.
And again, I didn't see. I was sweating to the oldies that night. I just saw the scores coming through. But it seems to me that teams, when the three-pointer ain't working.
Ain't nothing working.
Two-pointer is still good, right?
Well, maybe. Well, we don't get that extra point. Well,
but when you dig the hole early, though, it kind of use all your energy coming back in a game.
You do.
It's like that at any level.
Oh, yeah. They had a shot to win.
Yep, they did. So, absolutely.
Did you see the last-second shot for the Maryland young man?
I did, yes.
Nice little shot. Yeah.
Buzzer beater.
Yeah, a little freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so.
They're a tough team.
They're a tough team. They are a tough out, so. Anyway.
How's your bracket looking there, Hinkle?
I don't know. I haven't looked. Oh. I'm afraid to look. I think Bo is leading us now.
The WRC?
Yes.
One? Okay. I don't know. Joanne was up there in the Civic one, the statewide one.
Everybody gets lucky, Phil.
They do. Well, I did last year. I was up there at the top.
Number two or one, wasn't you?
Yeah, last year, the statewide one. But this year, probably not. Because, again, it's like the Badgers. You dig your hole early, it's really hard to get back into it.
Well, some of my supervisors at the Civic Media one picked Wisconsin to go to the Final Four, and I'm thinking, and you guys are leading us.
Ha ha.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the weekend, we introduced a new kids show.
Saw that. Yeah. I heard that. So, looking forward to this one.
Characters made out of clay.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's time for the Mr. Phil Show. Hi, Mr. Phil. It looks like a great day for a walk. Let's take a stroll outside the radio station.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Oh, look, Mr. Phil, we have company. It looks like Miss Joanne and her friend Hanko are riding their bicycle built for two.
Oh, no, it's Mr. Hanko. He's going to be mean to me.
Look, Mr. Phil, they're coming this way. Look out, Mr. Phil.
Oh, ouch, Mr. Hanko ran over me. Ouch, ouch, help me.
Oh, Mr. Phil, you need to be more careful.
Right.
Well, how sad. Who's Hanko?
I don't know.
That's pretty. I'm looking forward to the next episode.
I can't wait. People are going to be on the edge of their seats there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to a young man last night, and he asked me, have you lived here? Have you lived around here your whole life? And I go, not yet.
Good point. Yeah. Good point, Hanko. I know that you had a chance to umpire on Saturday, too.
I did.
That was kind of surprising.
Yes.
Again, I would have predicted that nothing, you know. But
field conditions were perfect.
Even this week doesn't look that bad.
No, I mean, it don't, unless you get to the weekend.
Not going to be a heat wave, but no. I mean, at least it's going to be dry. Right, so. Exactly. But there was a story I heard over the weekend about a baseball umpire.
Oh, boy.
A restaurant hostess says to the restaurant manager, there's a baseball umpire on the telephone. He wants to make dinner reservations for himself and two friends. And the manager says, hang up. It's a crank call. There's no such thing as a baseball umpire with two friends. Oh, yes.
How true that is. Hey, there are people, you know, there are people working out at 5 a.m., Phil.
I know.
And I'm over here watching a TV show I hate because the remote fell on the floor. You know, have you ever been to that?
Been there, done that.
Yep.
Back yesterday, I think I did that.
Yes.
Anyway.
Honey.
Yeah. We'll be back after these words from our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.